happening. That's a sure thing, they're calling the show. Let's hope that is the case. It's not a game for the faint-hearted, as we know. It's not easy finding those winners as time goes on. There are a lot of plans that I want to include some of you out there. By the way, this is going out video cast as well as the podcast. So if I do something and you can see I'm doing it, I know I'm very eccentric, but if I start describing what I'm doing, you know exactly why. That's for our friends on the podcast. Now, behind me, this board has come. On the social responsibility front, and I don't heap praise easily, Hollywood Bets are the leaders. They do so much on the charitable front, but that's one thing. As far as I'm concerned, I'm a punter and I want good service and good products, and they deliver. So hence, I'm very, very happy to be working with them. Now, down the road, Joe, if I had to walk a brisk 30 minutes or so, is Kenilworth Racecourse. A while back, the sun was setting, absolutely beautiful, something else to savour. And we've got such a big race meeting tomorrow. Top class. We've got World Sports Betting. Of course, they've come to the party. We've got the Cape Phillies Guineas. We've got a heck of a program. We need to move through that. We have got time constraints. Yes, I've only got 10 minutes to fit in a number of issues. I've got the laptop open on the side. By the way, if there's a little bit of a glare, I am working from home. We'll tweak all that. Now, I must say one thing that, you know, I'm the son of a gambling man. I'm the grandson of a gambling man. Some people think that maybe that's not a very respectable word, gambling. They'd rather use words like a dabble. I had an aunt that used to say, oh, no, I just have a harmless flutter. Meanwhile, she was the sickest gambler you've ever come across. But what I want to bring to your attention is something that Hollywood offer you. And I love in the morning, grandpa, coffee, cigarette. That's my game. That is the triumvirate. It's not a very healthy threesome. But as time has gone on, Spinner Zonker has joined the fray. Now, I was never someone for the casinos. I was never someone for slots. But I love that. Of course, you have to limit yourself. You can't do the greengrocer money. But yes, one thing I want to do. If you go onto the Facebook page, Hollywood Bets on Facebook, you will see that there are continuous prizes to be given away. They've got all these incentives going. It's remiss of me because I haven't asked them, but we need a little bit of a budget on this show, and hopefully we'll get some word soon because Spinner Zonker is top class. By the way, on Saturday, this is going out Saturday morning, so Saturday night they have got, of course, their fabulous the absolutely fabulous jackpot race going on. That starts off at 8:30 at 2 Rand a spin. But let's leave that for the moment, get back to racing, and move through this program that we got on the Saturday at Kenilworth. I'm going to skip the first by the way. I've also got some information through from the betting department, let's call it that, at Hollywood. I've got some market movers that we can look at. But I'm going to start with the second because it is the first leg of the bipod. It's run at 13:35. The distance there is the 6 furlong. Now, I'm going against the grain because you've got Tchaikovsky, who was, in fact, beaten by Bon Voyage and was beaten clearly 2.5 lengths. I think that was 2 runs back. But I went to the Mike Bass website, and this is what they had to say about Tchaikovsky. They say the following: doing really well going into this race, and he will have a good winning chance. And that certainly sounds very confident coming from the yard, so that swayed me towards Tchaikovsky. Now, there's another horse in the race, and that is a horse called Old Mug, or Old Mug, who is a son of Var. A half-sister was useful. It wasn't too bad at debut. Also held, and that's held by the two on the card, but I think we could see some progress. So it is the start of the bipod. Hopefully, we can put a little bit of a bipod together. I'm going to go with those two horses, the 3 and the 8 in the first leg. Moving on to the third, what a cracking race this is. This is a standout race on the card. We've got a Pinnacle Stakes for the fillies and mares. We've got Captain's Ransom at the weights. Looks very, very hard to oppose. But she's a keeper, caught the eye, I thought, in the Cape Merchants. Was running on a distance short of her best. There have been 2 runners out of the form line. The one was Russian Rock. The other one was Captain Tatters. They then subsequently ran the same race, and they ran 1-2. So the form line is holding up. But I think we can really go with Captain's Ransom in that tiny little field to run into the first two. It's a small field, But it really is a classy field. So that is the third. On we go to race four. This is the Stayers event. At first, I liked Black Knapp. I was having a look at the run in the big Hollywood Betts race, the 2200. Ran on very nicely to run second. Was very headstrong in the race. And coming out of that form line, of course, was the horse Flying Carpet. So I like Black Knapp, but I think we have to go a little bit wider than that in the bipod. It's up to you. You can either bank of the six or you can add in the seven, who... This horse is my nemesis. I've gone for over and over and over. She hasn't won in an age. She's a five-year-old mare. Lewin Courtweather rides, and Candle in the Wind, I think, maybe tomorrow, place bet possibly on the seven, Catch a Falling Star. Another one I'm going to include there is the 10 horse Holy Warrior. So let's keep it to that, 6, 7, 10. Race five is the World Sports Betting Cape Phillies Guineas. Not going to be imaginative. Desert Miracle is a banker, and good luck to the rest of them. So we're going to go banker one. Now, the sixth race, I thought you had to play wide in this race. Very, very competitive. I'm going to go two fancied runners and two rank outsiders. When I first looked at the race, I really liked the look of Gimme Dat, who I saw on Hollywood, has found absolutely no support. Has gone out, I believe, from 10 to 1 to 12 to 1. But Grand Fanikak, he's a master in the irons. And maybe we can see a forward display from the 12, Gimme Dat, in race number six on the program. So we move on to the next, which is the seventh race. And in race seven, Rainbow Bridge. Have a look at Rainbow Bridge. Richard Fourie hasn't ridden this horse in ages, but when he has been aboard Rainbow Bridge, he's won four out of four. He's got 100% strike rate. Linebacker is a top class horse. I mean, it's a feast of racing tomorrow. You know, when I first got the betting down, I thought about when I was a youngster, I used to go through to Kenilworth, catch the train to Kenilworth. In those days, they had the old Moth Veterans as a security. They used to let you through the turnstile, give you a coin. You walked onto the course. There was a wonderful smell of the parade ring. In those days, the headline on the card, you'd see horses like Green Silver, Agent's Image, On the Side, Sonera, Lord Randolph, horses like that. And the jockeys, I mean, there's a list of them. We could go on forever, but Paddy McGivern, Kenny Michelle, Gary Verne, Roy Isfari, some of them unfortunately late. But it was a wonderful experience. What gripped me with racing is when you sat on the stand, when they turned for home, it didn't matter if it was weekend or it was midweek, you had to stand up because there was such a crowd. If you didn't stand, you wouldn't see anything. It was chock-a-block, filled to the rafters. And today, obviously, it's not like that. But let's hope things do improve. But why I'm mentioning this is, I said I haven't asked Hollywood Betts for a budget. I'm sure they're going to help us out with a budget, but I'd like to hear your stories in the future, what got you into the game, and maybe we can narrate those. If you want to give a whole long story, don't worry. I know that you're probably passionate about it, and it's emotional for you. So what I'll do then is just summarize and narrate that. Okay, so where were we? We're on Rainbow Bridge. And we were on Richard Fourie with that strike rate. So Rainbow Bridge is the horse for me. The eighth race, Rio Carrari. Rio Carrari is very, very restrictive in the odds. I'm going to mention one horse I really, really don't like. And this is the horse called Real Gone Kid. I don't like that at all. So I think the Snaith Yard will probably have the exact today. Well done, by the way. It was Justin Snaith's birthday today. Well done, Sunshine. All the best to you. And now, I've got all these papers here. There's going to be a little bit of a glare, but Justin has to help us with the last with Steinbeck because we're going to label that tomorrow. We need Steinbeck to win race number nine on the program. That maiden, Grand Fanikak, is in the irons, and then we can play the Spinner Zonke jackpot race nine. Turfantine, I just glanced at the card. There's one race I saw. There's two horses. That's the fifth race. You've got this horse, Courant. And you've got Sunbird, they dominate the betting. They're betting, I think, Hollywood. I was looking double figures bar those two. And I saw an indirect form line there. That Sunbird on debut beat a horse into third called Red Hot. Beat Red Hot by 0.9 lengths. Red Hot next start ran 5.95 lengths behind Courant. So I think we're going to have to go strongly there with Courant. By the way, Hollywood have a runner tomorrow. They say the following regarding Platinum Sky in race nine. This is from Sean Terry. I like this comment. It reads as follows. He's still a little bit immature, but has taken his last run well. He will be given a more positive ride this time. Warren Kennedy's in the irons. even though he's taking on horses who beat him last time, he will give them something to think about this time around. So I like that Hollywood runner, Platinum Sky. Now, thanks very much to the betting department. I've got some market movers. I'm going to have to run through this speedily. It's the first show. I'm going over time. They're not going to be happy with me. But let me just take you through this. Very, very important. Market movers read as follows. Kenilworth Race 1, Charity Ball. They say the following. There has been support there, but it's pointed out. Take note of the first time in number 13, Polar World. Looks to be very much alive. The third race, they say all the support at the moment is coming for Captain's Ransom. It's one-way traffic. Race 5, the Phillies Guineas. Now, they say Desert Miracle looks to be forming part of everyone's multiples. That's not surprising, but everyone's taking Desert Miracle in when it comes to the fifth race. The Green Point, the money is for Linebacker, but it's not overwhelming at this stage. That's the story for Kenilworth. Turfantine Race 1, they say trickle of support for the 11 Tracy's Princess, 16 to 10 into 14 to 10. Race 4, each way support for Crown Plaza, who I believe is Saddlecloth number 10, 8s into 6s. So we'll take note of that at the price. Here's an interesting one. I found this the most interesting. They say support in a weak race. This is the sixth race for a horse called Apples and Things, who I believe is number 7, 25 to 1 into 14.9 to 1, 1 possibly for the likes of the Swingers and the Exactors. But bar those, the betting market is quiet. Right, I've gone about 2 minutes over. They're not going to be happy with me. Sunshine's been an absolute pleasure being with you again. I hope you're going to join me in the future. Let's work together. Let's really hit them hard from me until next time. Bye-bye.